This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Well, looky here.
Got my granny's back on. Hi, Vinny.
You didn't try and cram a contact back in there?
I think I'm going to wait until the eye is back to normal. It's still, it's not sore anymore. It just feels like there's an eyelash in there. I traumatized my eye over the weekend, everybody.
It looks fantastic.
Thank you.
By comparison to the pictures,
oh my God,
it looks fantastic. I'm not kidding.
Well, it's, believe me.
The pictures were pretty hideous.
Yeah. Yesterday, late in the day, or whenever I texted you guys, I mean, it was feeling better. I had a crazy day yesterday because we left St. Louis. Our flight was at 6 in the morning.
Mm.
Sweet.
So we got up at 3 in the morning, which I guess is 1 o'clock our time here, and got ready and got to the airport and did the whole thing. So I was back. I was home at 9:30.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for you.
I know. So it was nice. So we had the full day yesterday and everything, and the eye was feeling better. So I don't remember what time I texted you, but I was like...
It was pretty early.
I'll be there.
10:30, 11.
So. Yeah, right after we finished pretty much.
Yeah.
So tell us about your, when I left here on Thursday, I was telling the guys, I went out OB way,
mm-hmm.
and it was like winter, and I used to live out there, and I'd forgotten, even in a heat wave, you can go out to the beach in San Francisco, and it's beautiful, and by beautiful, I mean freezing.
Yeah, right, what you
like. Downright comfortable.
Right.
I loved it. So you left here, and you went to St. Louis.
I did. Our flight was early Friday morning.
Okay, so you had a day.
So I had the rest of the day Thursday, and then we went to the airport. And we had a great time. It was a big family reunion for my brother's 50th. My brother is going to be out here on the 27th. They're moving out here, so that was kind of the theme of the weekend. You know, everybody knew that they were moving out. And
leaving all his friends.
Leaving all his friends behind. And, you know, she, Debbie, his wife, my sister-in-law, has lived there her entire life. And... I moved there in like 93, mm-hmm. and my brother moved out shortly after that, maybe 94. And even at one point, my sister lived there too. Like we all,
you guys follow each other around.
We kind of do, I guess.
That's cute.
So he met Debbie and had kids with her, and so there was no leaving for him. But as far as he was concerned, like St. Louis,
that's home.
No,
I got to get out.
Here's where I live. Yay. And so his last kid is going off to college next week. So he's going to try to have a new chapter in his life. And Debbie's really excited. She's never lived anywhere but St. Louis. And
well, I hope she takes it well.
I hope so, too.
It's not easy. And people who have never moved find, hopefully, she doesn't find some depression in that.
I have... hope for, she's a pretty well-adjusted person. She's very sort of no-nonsense, and you know, I think she's realistic about it. I mean, eventually I think they're going to wind up in Florida. My brother, all he wants to do is fish. That is truly what that guy's
about.
What
did fish ever do to him?
I don't know.
All right.
He just wants to kill them all.
What does she do?
She, right now, nothing.
What will she be doing?
She has worked for years. She's into chiropractic. Mm. She started going for her own back years and years and years ago. She's always had a messed up back. And she started working for a chiropractor. And so she's been like an office assistant, an office manager.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, but also the receptionist. She books all the stuff. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it funny how that works?
Yeah. Well, she's into it. She loves it. She believes in it. She goes all the time.
It made me think of people who go to rehab and then end up working there. They're like, I'm here all the time. I might as well stay.
Might as well get paid.
You start to believe in something.
Right. Well, of course you do. Sure.
Your world.
So, and I feel like there's so much chiropractic, if that's even the word, out here that even near my house, there's 5 places within walking distance of my house. I was like, just start by the ones you can walk to. Like, how great would it be just to walk to work?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't want to take on a commute.
Oh, no.
Like, these are the changes in your life that will make you go, what did I do to myself? If she has to cross a bridge and...
Right. No, I'm hoping that she'll find something, you know, heads
nearby.
Up Mill Valley chiropractors if you need a...
I have somebody for her. She's
in Mill Valley?
In San Francisco.
No, she doesn't want to cross
a
bridge.
We're just saying, she doesn't want
to... Well, she's way easier than your brother's going to be tough.
Yeah.
I'm hitting some roadblocks.
You're doing great, though, Hooman. Thank you so much for your proactive stance on my family coming to town. It means a lot to me personally, whether or not they take advantage of it.
Let me just introduce her to this one chiropractor I know, and if she likes him, great. If not,
all right,
then she can
perfect. That sounds great. I'm sure you know the best chiropractors.
We're talking
about Hooman. So.
That I had to laugh at, as you know, radio people move and you meet people in radio who have moved for the job. And I this guy I knew was like, Californians are the worst. They're not friendly. And I was like, dude, you're a grown up. We're not all here to grab your hand and sing Kumbaya around the fire. Okay. Like, you know, I think actually Californians are pretty good people and most of them will take an interest in you, but snap out of it. Yeah. You know, if you need to be in the Midwest where you're going to get a hug on every corner, then okay, you should go back there. But Jesus Christ.
Hug on every corner.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was tripping.
He's not wrong.
Where is he from, though?
The person I'm talking about was from Wisconsin.
Okay.
But it's just a trip that you go, I don't know you thought was going to happen here, but.
It's stunning, the difference between the way that people treat each other there and the way, and not even that, because I find people here to be fine. Once you get to know someone,
they are.
You are, you know, but I'm from Boston where people are not unfriendly, but are very direct. And there's just certain ways that people treat each other in different ways. It's just sort of customary. But I got to say, if you're going to have something bad happen to you, have it happen in the Midwest. Like, people are so effing caring. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually burst into tears like a couple times during the whole thing on Sunday, where like people were going so far out of their way for a total stranger that they knew nothing of. I could be the biggest a-hole on the planet and they were still like, let me hold your hand. You're fine. I got you.
Aww.
I know. It was very, very touching.
Well, and I'm
hopeful too, Vinny, that she won't come out here and be like, holy crap, people suck.
Try New York.
Yeah.
Try any big city where people are, you know, busy.
Yeah. I just think that as a one-on-one thing, the people here are just as nice as any place
right.
else.
It's agreed.
It's just that, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to hug you on the street corner. It's not going to happen. And frankly, I don't want that even when I am in the
right.
Midwest,
I mean, you know? I was in the conversations I've had. I'm like, look at my list. I got places to be, dude.
Yep.
I'm sorry I can't sit and hear your story of woe.
Yeah, I'm out here and I'm trying to make enough money to pay this month's rent. I have some real pressure on me living here in California, and I don't have time. I didn't pay $93,000 for my house.
We got fires, we got traffic,
right.
We got issues, all right?
And we got to go surfing.
Right.
And we got to go do whatever our, you know, our big outdoor hobby
anyway,
is.
Anyway, sorry we got sidetracked. So back to...
Oh, no.
I need to know.
It's very over.
The people need to know. So you go to the party. This is your brother's 50th.
My brother's 50th.
You practiced up some songs. You guys are all going to be performing as part of... Nimrod Fest?
Dunderfest.
Dunderfest.
Which he already has plans for Dunder West, which I'm not... I gotta say, after watching the execution of Dunderfest, good luck with that, buddy.
What do you mean?
Well, here's the overall premise is that John, my brother, loves...
Does everybody
music.
Have to be named John on this
yes.
show?
Yeah,
what the hell?
Apparently.
John Clark.
Right, your brother, John Clark.
All right. So my brother, John Clark, Big John. We'll call him Big John. We got Big John and Little John.
Okay.
So Big
Who's
John.
Little John?
My John is Little John.
No, you can't. With John Clark, you can't call your husband Little John.
Well, I would just be calling him Little John like everybody calls him Little John.
Everybody calls
Well, there's Big John and Little John. And then there's Really Little. Then there's John, who is their nephew. My sister named her kid John as well.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Lots of Johns
All
in
right.
the family.
Big
you
John.
Know, John. My John, his dad's name was John, but everyone called him Willie. And then my husband, John, and then John's son, Johnny. Oh. Johns can't get
Willie, John, and Johnny.
Yeah,
a lot of Johns.
That's too many, but okay. Big John is already planning Dunderfest West Coast.
Dunder West,
sorry.
He wants to call it. So the thing
Dunder
is,
West.
Here's
Good
how
job.
They, I know. So the thing is, the whole premise of this is that my brother loves music. He loves to jam. Like, you think I love to jam? Meet my brother, like the king of...
Wow, even more than
like,
you.
No matter what we're doing, there's, you know, got to be a guitar and somebody's got to be strumming it, whoever that is, and there's got to be singing. So based on that premise, he assigns everyone parts. Every single song, like, can you imagine, you know how long it takes for, like, a set change between two bands? Like,
sure.
They got to change all...
Well, so, they have crews. Whole
yeah,
crews
they do
it.
Have whole crews to do it. So this is just a little... They rented out a bar, and in between each song, it wasn't a half hour or anything, but it took forever. There were 45 songs that they had to get through,
wow.
And we started at 7:30. And... Every single song has a different singer, two different guitar players, a different bass player, and a different drummer. So all those people have to switch places on stage.
You think he would have lumped everything together?
You would think that, Yusat. You would. And about three songs in, I was like, you would think that. That would be the way to do it.
But
so,
it's all the same equipment.
All the same equipment, but everybody's got their special settings. And even during the day, we started setting up at noon, so we're lugging equipment in and setting it all up. And everybody who was playing that night came in. I mean, it took, I kid you not, 4 hours for the setup and sound check because everybody wanted to rehearse their songs because nobody has rehearsed these songs. So everyone's just been listening to, like, I've been playing along with the record on the songs I was drumming on and singing along with the songs, but I haven't performed them with the, so I wanted to play my songs too. Like, everybody wanted to do their songs with the band that they were going to be doing them with. So it was just a CF start to finish. It was 5 to 10
minutes
between
each song.
Doesn't even
sound
fun. It wasn't fun. No. It was fun. When you weren't, when the actual song was happening and it was, and every one of them was a mess. It was a CF. That's what it was. It was a fun CF with an open bar, but it was a CF.
Did he get through all the songs?
No, they did not finish all the songs.
And what time did you guys have to split?
I want to say that I was back at the hotel by midnight.
Oh.
I don't know if that was when we had to stop. I assume bars are open later, although it is the Midwest, who knows? I assume the bar was still open, but I was done with my stuff and I was like, I've had enough of this. And I wore earplugs the whole night because and that's the other thing. Everybody gets on stage, sets up their thing the way they want it, and turns the volume up a little bit. Like, every song was louder than the last one. Just kept getting ticked up and ticked up. So I had earplugs in the whole night, and it's just, you know, so, and I can't hear anyway. So I'm trying to talk to people, and it was like nuts to butts crowded. It was so crowded. And anyway, it's over.
Well, no, that's, you didn't even get to the part. What's so you the leave part? The hotel.
Oh, the eye thing? I leave the hotel. I try to take out my contact. I can't get the thing out. There's a room full of people at my hotel room. We're all still hanging out. And my cousin-in-law, who's a doctor, she takes a look. She's my cousin Brad's wife. Cousin-in-law?
Someone, your cousin's wife.
Sure, my cousin's wife.
Okay.
She's an in-law. So she's looking and she's trying to get at it. And I'm like trying to get the thing out. And she's putting drops in it and trying to get it out. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go to bed. It'll be fine. I'll wake up tomorrow. I'll get the thing out of my eye. So I go to bed. It's probably 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And I get up. It wakes me up.
You kick everyone out of your room?
I think that's about when the party broke up. We had a suite, so I had a bedroom off to the side. So we went, you know, because it was super fancy, you know, St. Louis.
Yeah.
So of course we had a suite. So I go in the other room and I'm just like, that's it. And I go to bed. At about 5:30 in the morning, like, the thing wakes me up. It's so sore. So I'm like, okay, I gotta go. I'm gonna get this thing out.
Go deal with this.
So, and it just, and I'm trying and trying, and it's just getting sore and sore. So it's even to the point where it's really difficult just to touch the eye to swipe the thing off of there. And finally at about 7:45,
An hour or more.
Like,
you're
2 hours later. I'm like, John, I'm so sorry to wake you up. I have to go see someone about this. It's a Sunday morning, too. Mm-hmm. So we go to this urgent care place, and we're like the first people that walk in there. They couldn't have been nicer. They tried. They flushed the eye. They tried to get it out. They're using all kinds of little twigs and stuff to get the thing out of it. Like, just awful. She tries for 2 hours to get the thing out. So at this point, it's...
At urgent care.
At urgent care. So it's after 10 in the morning, and my eye is just... She's like, I don't even want to touch it anymore. It's so swollen, it's flat. Like the whites are swollen, like, and it's just a bloody mess. It's just horrible, and I'm traumatized. Like, you know, it is like some people have been sticking crap in my eye for, you know,
hours.
I've been doing it too. So it's been like 5 hours of sticking stuff in my eye. So she's like, "I'm so sorry. I think you got to go to the emergency room. Hopefully," and she's like, "I've got calls out to two ophthalmologists that I know. If I get a call back," and I'm thinking to myself, "No ophthalmologist is going to call you back." We get to the emergency room. I get checked in there. The doctor is just about to touch me to look in my eye when John's phone rings. He goes, "There's an ophthalmologist. We'll see you at noon." And the doctor steps back from me and she goes, "I didn't touch you. I'm going to wipe you out of the system. We're going to forget you were ever here. Go see the ophthalmologist." Because she was like, you know, I'm an ER doc. I'm not an ophthalmologist.
Yeah.
Right.
So this guy agrees to see me on a Sunday, and he's like, "I don't want to do the paperwork." I mean, just so kind. He comes in on his day off, and he gets in there, and the thing is shredded. He gets everything out, and he's like, "Your eye is thrashed." He's like,
that was his
professional
diagnosis. Your eye is thrashed.
He's like, "You're going to have a hard couple of days." He gave me some, you know, antibiotic drops and ibuprofen drops for your eyes. And he's like, "Look, the numbness is going to, because I've been numbing it all morning. Mm-hmm. People have been numbing it." He's like, "That's going to wear off. In about an hour, you're going to be at full pain." He's like, "I'm writing you a prescription for Vicodin. Like, get out of here."
Nice.
No, I didn't touch.
You didn't hit the Vicodin for a while?
I didn't touch it at all. I'm afraid to.
I don't like Vicodin.
Well, I've heard that people have bad reactions to it. Also, I'm a total addict at heart. Like, I do not
You'll be on the street.
I've heard Vicodin's delicious. You should have tried it.
It's super addicting. Be careful. Yeah.
There you go.
It is.
Yeah, I don't
it's
need.
It's not for everybody, though.
I don't need more trouble in my life.
It does make you feel really high.
Vicodin's trouble. And
it makes me drowsy.
I don't know if it would. I'm sure I would have been fine.
It
but you know what? I was fine anyway. So I went home.
It makes me high.
It makes, you know, you can get sick from it.
Oh, yeah.
You
I
can get itchy
up.
From it. Right.
My nose constantly itches on Vicodin. Like, also, I will constantly
why have
do
you
this.
Taken it? Just for recreational purposes?
No, heck no. For dental stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Me too. It's always the
dental. Yeah, I had it for my wisdom teeth.
Me too.
Yeah.
For my wisdom teeth.
They always write that. I always say, "Nope, I don't need it. I don't need it. I'll just take Advil and Tylenol."
I heard it tastes like lobster rolls.
Oh, well, maybe I should have gone for it.
After 2 days, I flushed all the pills down the toilet.
Yeah, I just don't want to mess with that. I just know myself, and
that's good.
If I liked it, next thing you know, I'd be looking for it, and I just don't need that. Plus, I heard it's binding.
Oh, it makes
does.
You
not be able to poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you already have that problem. So.
I don't have a problem.
Yep. Nobody poops twice a week. You've got something wrong with you.
It's not something wrong. It's just that that's what my body does, and I just don't need it to be less than that, you know?
Yeah. Right.
So there's so many reasons why I was like, I'm not doing that, you know?
So you just went with alcohol?
No. Oh,
weed?
God, no. No, nothing.
What?
I went back to the... So then I can't open my eye, right? So John's actually... He's like, "Open your mouth." He's feeding me. Like it was...
Doobie weed?
No.
What?
Like a sandwich.
Oh.
God. There were no... Vinny, I'm so sorry to disappoint you. There's no more alcohol or drugs in this story at all.
That is too bad.
So sorry.
Man.
So I get back to the hotel and my eyes are closed. Like I can't open my eyes. I'm trying to keep my eye perfectly still because when it's perfectly still, it's not... You know, if the eye is closed and I'm moving my eye around, I can feel like right now it feels like there's a giant eyelash in there. So I go, I'm shuffling in. I've got my sunglasses on, my eyes closed. My face is all freaking bloody and swollen, holding on to John. And my whole goddamn family's waiting in the lobby, like everybody. And my dad's like, "Oh, what are you putting on an act for everybody?" Because I'm shuffling
Gentry.
In like, oh, like, well, he doesn't know how bad it is. My mom comes over. She's like, "Sarah, you know, are you..." and I just I hear it's my mom, and I sort of
start crying.
I start bawling.
Oh my God!
That's so sweet.
You're a grown up.
I know, dude. I was so traumatized. It was awful.
I feel you.
And I'm kind of covering my face because my whole family's there. I'm like, John, just get me up to the room. So I go in the room at whatever time it is now, 1 in the afternoon, 2 in the afternoon. I turn off the lights and I sleep until like 10 o'clock the next morning. Mm,
I
wow,
swear,
that's
I was.
It.
I, we
that's
were
good.
Talking. Obviously, we had to talk while you
or
were gone.
Or whenever I talked to you on Monday, yeah. I guess.
I was
up.
Thinking somewhere in the back of John Clark's head, your brother, yes. Sorry, Big John's head is, it's my birthday weekend. And
I know.
Of course, Sarah has to fly in and take over everything. All the attention's on Sarah.
Just I did when we were kids.
Right.
But I totally tried to not be that person. Like, that's why I just went in my room. I was gone the rest of Sunday. What time did I talk to you? 9:30 my time, 7:30 your time?
Yeah.
So that's about
roughly.
When I got up.
Yeah.
I talked to you guys. I wasn't even going to talk. I just wanted you guys to know that this was going on. I didn't know what was going to happen with it, but at that point,
well,
I was...
Well, we weren't sure what kind of incident you had, and we didn't want to
yeah,
bother
you, didn't
you
say.
With it.
I said so. I hurt my eye, right?
No, not the first time.
Oh, really?
Did she? Oh, maybe she did. She said she had an incident, a lacerated cornea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That. No, you did say the so, eye, but we were it could have been a symbol.
Right.
What do I know about
I think that's what you said, like, when you hit yourself in the eye with a drumstick?
Yeah.
Which, you know, would be just like me. Drumsticks. Boy, they're a thing on this show. Or the secret show, anywhere. Yikes. You know what? Drumsticks anywhere near your eye.
Anyway, what I was talking about is that the family dynamics are in place from when you're kids. So I just thought somewhere
in
Big John's head is like, he's you know, what, 5 again or whatever age thinking.
That's I tried to not be in the... scenario at all. After they saw me, I went back up to the room. Then on Monday, I was so psyched I was sick because they did this 8-hour bus tour.
Boo.
They went to everything. It was sort of their way of saying goodbye to St. Louis, I think, because they went to the Arch, they went to the brewery, they tried to go to Grant's farm, like all these things that I was, as I had looked at the itinerary the day before, you know, or 2 days before when I didn't have an eye injury, I'm like, oh, dear God. Like, this is the last. Like, I've been to all these places 5 times.
Like,
I have
no
interest in this at all. John said it was just grueling, this bus trip. So I just stayed at the hotel. My mom stayed back. She brought me food, and, you know, we
Your mom's like, thank you, Sarah.
I know. She was, too. I was like, oh, my God. And they all got off the bus. They looked ragged. So I didn't disrupt his... I tried to disrupt it as little as possible, Vinny.
I'm only kidding. It's just family dynamic stuff.
But you're not wrong. I
actually
felt really bad about it.
Who knows? Maybe the dynamic is that it's not a thing and out of character. I don't know. I just thought every family's got their things. And I can just see how.
Yeah, I'm sure.
40 years later.
I know. Sarah's got to get a freaking eye injury at my party. And then, you know, whatever. So anyway, yesterday we flew back. The eye was feeling much, much better.
Yeah.
Good.
And the swelling had gone. I mean, the thing was, too, I look so ugly. You know, you're like a softball.
Yeah, it takes up your whole face.
Right, your whole face. And so I actually thought to myself, I'm like, I'm not going in there if I still look like this, even if my eye feels better. Like, I can't be in there with like a big droop. Like, it was just pockets of fluid and just disgusting.
Well, I heard we made a deal. Entercom made a deal with Snapchat, and there are filters now on our looking glass.
Oh, great. Are they putting a pirate patch over
there,
my
you're
eye?
You're good. You don't
That'd
have
be
to.
Great.
And there's a parrot on your shoulder, too.
Boom, and I actually went and got a pirate patch.
Did you?
It's unfortunately, it was not comfortable. I was going to try and wear it for you, but it was not.
Well, we posted the video of Sarah walking in this morning on the Alice973 Instagram.
Fantastic.
Right.
And I'm asking Vaughn to keep the camera off me as much as possible today. There's a big red. It's all red and yellow and disgusting.
A million times better, though.
A million times better.
Yeah.
I know. I should almost post the horrid photos.
Well, if you're okay with it, then yes, you should.
Oh, that's just so awful. But it's funny, you know. Now that a couple days have gone by and I don't look at them and cry, it's like...
I looked at the one and made noise.
Yeah.
I think he threw up.
Didn't throw up.
Not good
But
looking.
I did,
It's
yikes.
Pretty yikes looking. All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's good to be back, you guys.
Yay, Sarah's back.
I'm super happy to be here. Boy, a lot's happened in the world.
Let's do it after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.